its professional installation at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Powerful storms leave at least five dead in the southeast, including a child.
On the Florida Panhandle, the Leon County Sheriff's Office says a tree fell on a house, injuring two children. One of the victims, an eight-year-old girl, was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. The California couple who tortured 12 of their children is sentenced to life in prison. David and Louise Turpin's kids spoke publicly for the first time at the hearing.
I saw my dad change my mom. They almost changed me. But I realized what was happening. I immediately did what I could to not become like that. I'm a fighter, I'm strong, and I'm shooting through life like a rocket.
The Turpins could get parole in 25 years. President Trump raised $1 million after the redacted Mueller report was released. The re-election campaign reports a 250% spike in daily fundraising. This is Fox News.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of forecasts you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the NFL projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
All right, now on the heels of this week, we need to... Because Elizabeth Warren, Big Chief Fakahannas, is out there today. The severity of his conduct requires impeachment. This is a woman who lied about her race to gain an advantage.
Her whole life.
Basically.
Yeah, her whole life.
And then, stupidly, you know... Proved it.
Right.
Went out and proved I've been lying my whole life, which is... And she's got the chutzpah.
Doesn't miss a beat, man.
To talk about the severity of Trump's conduct. I'll tell you what, I like Trump's results. Unlike others, sometimes he'll tweet something and... But I got to tell you, you saw what happened here this week. When that idiot went on that post on my Facebook page and... It was about Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was, because NBC says that he's the leading Republican candidate for the Senate in 2020. And all I said, please, no. So that guy got on and said, your hatred of Roy Moore. And that was all I needed to see. I went up like a Roman candle. Because I, you know, I've learned that the only way you can... live in this world and keep a clean conscience is to own your mistakes,
right,
and errors and other things. But if you want to find out how angry you can make me, accuse me of something I didn't do. That happened to me twice. You're talking about recovery. And somebody, this is about a year after I'm sober, at Waxy. I got called to the boss's office, and they said, somebody said you had a Budweiser in the production room. I said, no, I did not have a Budweiser in the production room. I had a Diet Coke, which is red and white. Maybe they mistook it, you know, for a Budweiser can, but I did not have a Budweiser in the studio. I said, even when I was drinking, I didn't bring booze into the studio. So I said, I want to know who accused me of this. And I said, you either deal with this individual or I'm walking out and I'm going to stay out until you fix it. I said, I'm not going to have somebody undercut me with an accusation like that. That puts everything we've worked, you, me, everybody here has worked so hard to put that into the past. And it's actually profited the company to a great extent because the ratings are much higher now, even better than when they were good. I said... So I'll give you a choice. You either get rid of the individual who accused me of that, or I won't be at work tomorrow morning. Of course, I had some false courage in my pocket and that I knew I had an offer that, you know.
That's not false courage. That's good negotiating.
Well, and sure enough, the next day, our assistant promotion person was no longer working. Mm-hmm. Was, quote, as they love to say in radio manglement, seeking new opportunities, which means their ass was fired. I have to do this Elizabeth Warren tweet, man. It's all in the family. Let's see if we got some feedback on Facebook on that, because shortly we will have to visit the traffic dungeon. Apparently they're going to do, and they're calling it a star stud. And who do we see there? Jimmy the Creeper, the Crier Kimmel.
Hmm.
And there's old Norman Lear, who's got to be up closing in on 100 years old. This is as stupid as Smokey and the Bandit 3 without Bert or a plot. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't mind nostalgia, but don't try to remake it. You know, appreciate what it was.
Bring back the original.
Let's applaud on a nostalgic basis what CBS is doing with old episodes of I Love Lucy that they have colorized. Is that racist?
And Me
They've
TV.
Colorized using modern techniques.
Right.
That's interesting. Yeah. And it's great that they're taking something from their archive and showing it in this new format. But I can think of moments from All in the Family that I'm you don't see it too much in reruns. It's almost getting like Gone with the Wind. All, you know, at its time considered the greatest movie ever made or the greatest TV show ever made. But in these times, they're so scared of the people with the megaphone.
Right.
Shutting them down that I can't see it happening. This, to me, is one of the worst ideas I've seen.
It's horrible. All year. And it's going to tarnish the name of those shows. It's just going to be horrible.
Who could out Archie?
Right.
Nobody.
And, but this is, you see, and this is the difference. It's like what Rich Little told us in the interview we did with him a year ago, whenever that was, that at that time, it was, yes, they were playing, they made the conservative look like a knuckle-scratching guy who refused to accept modern times. His son-in-law was the advanced college student, educated, who had the brighter idea, like vote for McGovern.
Right.
There's a good one. Because they rolled the elections and stuff into the show during those days. And, but it was from a, even though I have always believed that Archie may have been the main character, and he may have gotten the biggest laughs, but the real star of that show was liberal ideology and a platform to push it. And they were pretty clever about the way they hit it, because people never really, you know, Archie rarely won on that show.
Right.
He always ended up on the losing end of whatever situation they wrote him into. This is not going to play like that. No. This is going to be, we're going to make every Trump-loving American look like a dumb SOB.
Oh, yeah.
And people are going to, we're talking about it, we're not talking about a president like Nixon, who had, you know, a 33% approval rating at the end of his term when he resigned. This president's getting more, the harder they try, and more the more people realize this is all BS.
Yep.
This Mueller thing, this Russia thing, they made us all crazy for 2 years over nothing. And they're still trying to make something out of it, because part of the disease of liberalism is can't be cured.
Isn't that right, Joey?
Yeah.
Thanks. Jack Ingram will be open tomorrow. If you're looking for another car for the family, you have a new driver. Let's say, well, let's just do a little fantasy here. Say you have a young man in the house, a kid named
Joey.
And he has reached that point where he has gotten his driver's license, and now you believe he's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to have his own vehicle.
Joey.
You've watched Joey grow, and now he's ready for the keys to his own car. But you don't want young
Joey
out there in something you're not sure of. You don't want to buy
Joey
a car that may be unreliable. We don't want
Joey
to have to learn how to call AAA before he navigates a double left turn in his own car. We want
Joey
to be driving something that has been vetted by the best mechanics on the planet. We want
Joey
to feel good about the car he's driving because the body's in good condition and has a good vehicle history. And we certainly don't want
Joey
in a car that stinks because it was owned by a smoker or some inconsiderate nitwit.
I would also prefer like a car with a big back seat.
You can get a two-seat vehicle at Jack Ingram's Signature used cars. But most of all, you want
Joey
to feel good about the vehicle he's driving, as yes, you do about the price you got and every other aspect of your experience with Jack Ingram Signature used cars. Did I tell that story well?
Yes.
He's fine.
You can shop online at jackingram.com by price, by category, by type of vehicle. Everything from under 5,000 to over 25, by brand, by vehicle type. And Tip Tames and his team will give you an outstanding buying experience. 516. Let's see how the roads are moving. We got Rich's forecast, local news, and more.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking out your situation on a Friday afternoon, and it is busy out there. We don't see a lot of problems on the interstates. They seem to be rolling pretty smooth this afternoon. If you're on the boulevard, you have a lot of slowdowns around the traffic lights, so be careful there. There's a big crowd between Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway, so watch out if you're in that area. Also, on the Atlanta Highway itself, it's really crowded. We do have an accident at Bell Road and the Atlanta Highway. The police are cleaning that one up, so watch out there. Rain is falling here and there around the river region. Turn on your wipers and your headlights this afternoon. Let's get home safely. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the information. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, I have to give credit where it's due.
Joey
did such a good job of going along with that Jack Ingram spot that I'm going to reward him at the end of the next break. I think Joey deserves a reward.
No, I know what you're up to. I know you, Greg Budell. I know you. You're going to act like I've been such a good boy. I mean, hasn't it been great to watch Joey grow? He's been such a good sport, such a good sidekick. Mm-hmm. So let's give him a reward. But really, the reward is something I can't stand.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Yes.
He knows you well.
Well, there's Barney has an Easter.
He has an Easter message.
Yeah.
It's very important we get that out there.
You think you know everything there is just because you went to a Catholic high school about Easter?
I know a
you
lot
don't think
about
Barney, I mean, he's not the Reverend Barney.
Some weird purple dinosaur is going to tell me in his stupid voice something about, you know, Easter? Oh, is it going to be about the bunny?
Uh-huh.
Did you see East posted a picture of Barney's house? The purple house?
I did see not the purple know. House.
So. Yes.
I'll bet Eddie Bader sold it.
I would. I'll put my sign in front
and
of it tomorrow.
And I think it's in Millbrook.
What? Twice a day Millbrook.
By the way, since you are here and part of the Goodson Group, let's, and Eddie, thank you for hanging out with us.
You know, I love you, it, Greg.
Rosie, it's fun.
These Fridays are, aren't they, Joey?
Oh, that's great. I like this, this mishpucha.
Take a minute and tell everybody about what it is you do as part of the Goodson Group.
Well, I am a licensed realtor here in Montgomery with the Goodson Group. Went to Bo's school and didn't plan on becoming a realtor, but Bo talked me into it, I guess. And he just kind of opened up my eyes about it.
He's a persuasive fellow.
Yeah, I really like real estate. And so I can help anybody here in town that wants to buy a new home, sell their home. We do rentals. I can help people with investment properties. That's kind of how I changed my own life, as I just bought a bunch of investment properties. Any kind of real estate needs, anybody needs here in town, feel free to give me a call. My number's 322-0662. You can reach me on Facebook. You can email me at rbader123@gmail.com, something like that. Yeah, anyway, just give me a call, 322-0662.
Eddie needs listings. If you want somebody who will hustle, I was talking about that yesterday. That is not, unless that's Goose, I don't take those calls from Florida. I was going to do a whole thing about Eddie needs listings, and he does. Keep him busy.
Do keep me busy. And this commercial is work.
Yes.
It's work.
That number again.
322-0662.
All right. Somebody that work hard. Hustle, because you got to sell that house or find that house. You want somebody that's on the case for you. Eddie Bader.
I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32. This Good Friday, Christians from several denominations gathered in downtown Montgomery for the 11th annual Way of the Cross. They started the silent processional at St. Peter Catholic Church and wound through the streets of downtown, stopping at several places along the way for gospel readings and meditation, all in honor of Holy Week and the build-up to Easter Sunday. A Montgomery Fire spokesperson says a house fire on Ponce de Leon Avenue last night was caused by a lightning strike. The fire broke out in the 600 block of Ponce de Leon Avenue. You could see flames shooting through the roof. Fire officials tell us no one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Last night's storms also caused major flooding in Macon County, with a road completely washed out on County Road 46. The EMA director says the road remains closed for now. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have quite a chill in the forecast. What a big change. There could be a few leftover showers tonight. It's going to be breezy and colder. Overnight low temperature drops to about 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still kind of brisk, with a high temperature up to about 66. But those gusty winds will add kind of a bite to the air. And then chilly again tomorrow night. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45. And then a high temperature, well, nice recovery Easter Sunday with up to about 80 for a high with plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, Eddie, I got to run downstairs for a second, and I hope I'm back by the time the Barney bit that I saved for Joey plays. Will you make sure that he stays in his seat and doesn't leave the room?
Oh, definitely.
Until he plays, I appreciate
I'll be the
that.
Room monitor.
Joey!
I was going to go get some coffee.
Though. Don't make me write your name on the board, Joey.
When was the last time I saw you drink coffee? In 2012?
Like 15 minutes ago? This is a coffee cup?
Oh, I thought that's where you spit your chew.
This one.
Oh. Spit cup, I thought.
What was that called?
Yuck. That was Kevin.
Yes.
And he just posted a video of Archie Bunker about a cave woman, and he tagged you.
Oh, sweet.
So.
That's a discussion he has with Meathead about evolution, and yeah, there's some hilarious lines in that, because Meathead keeps challenging him, and
he said he didn't know if we could play it or not, but...
I think it would be great if we could, but this is why I'm questioning this whole idea of resurrecting a show that in these politically correct times would be relentlessly criticized or forced to deliver one message and one message only.
Right.
You know, the only time Archie never won on messaging. The one time they finally gave Archie a break, like in the sixth or seventh season. And they did take him through, you know, layoffs and things that blue-collar people had to deal with and made episodes about that. But the one time some friend of Edith's was over and brought her obnoxious husband, and they went to Kelsey's bar. And this guy who's married to the woman that's with Edith is scoping out a young lady that happens to be at the bar, and he's talking about, you know, the grass is greener and blah, blah, blah. And Archie listens to all this, and he says, Edith is green enough for me.
No.
In other words, he makes statement of character, and the crowd, you know, those were all shot in front of a live audience, really gave him applause for that. So there were moments like that, but very few. Because I knew a lot of guys, like Archie Bunker, who were in the war, came back, didn't really process the experience of the war, worked in factories, did the lunch pail routine, and like the southwest side of Chicago, that was that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean they were bigoted necessarily, it just meant they were very, very blue-collar people, and they loved Archie Bunker, because they could identify.
Yeah, they could relate.
You know, working for never enough money. Maybe a little extra, like they do an episode where they have this horrendous little Christmas tree, and as it turns out, Archie didn't get a Christmas bonus because he shipped something from that factory work to London, England, instead of London, Ontario. And of course,
yep.
So Meathead gives him a big simus about, well, I've heard of London, Ontario. Well, of course you have. You intellectual SOB. You know everything. That's the whole point of what you do. As punishment, they withheld his Christmas bonus, so they had a very cheap Christmas. It was good stuff. It was good stuff, but I am horrified that they're going to reboot it. I don't know that I could look at it. with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, right. My gosh.
And you just know that this is nothing more than a not very cleverly concealed effort to attack Trump.
No doubt.
Not in my mind. 526.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where's
Billy?
He escaped.
Yes, he has.
Don't worry. We'll get him.
Where you hide an Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun, who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the 5 questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or 2. Or 100.
All right, got some more reaction to this star-studded All in the Family. Liz says, you're right, let it stay in the 70s and in reruns. Jerry wants to know if Jimmy Kimmel will dress in blackface and make fun of Carl Malone again.
No. Nope.
He's another one that
right,
did that.
Got away with it.
He's still got a job. Let's see. Who is on the phone?
Monica.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I listened when I saw you last week. You said, call me around 5:30. This is... Now, I got a guy in the room, Eddie Bader. He's friend, and he's also one of our advertisers. And he loves Taco Tuesday at El Jalisco.
Yes, we are there every
but
Tuesday.
Me too.
He asked for you, and you're never there when he's in. He wants to meet you. He wants to see the dimples and the smile and that incredible hair and that amazing disposition that just leaps off of you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there again this Tuesday, and I'll ask for you again.
She's blushing. Can you hear it over the phone?
Yeah, I'm not a stalker, though, I promise.
Well, Monica, I'm so glad that I got you on the phone. In addition to the most amazing dimples, El Jalisco also has the most amazing, authentic Mexican food. So let's talk about Friday happy hour specials, food. What you got?
Okay, the happy hour is 3 to 7, and you have the house margarita for $3, and Balay Mikulucha for $2.99. And the specials for the food is nachos El Jalisco for $7.99. The cheese day burrito for $7.99.
I had one of those last Friday. It was so good.
Yeah, and a shrimp adobe for $10.99.
My favorite.
The shrimp. Now, adobe is Spanish for house, right?
Yeah.
So this is the house that Shrimp built. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Some very large
shrimp. The shrimp with grilled vegetables, rice, and beans.
Delicious.
And as opposed to the round plate you'll find at most restaurants at El Jalisco, they have large oval plates so they can go wall to wall with all the food that you get. I'm telling you, the taste is what you want, and it's fantastic. But value, if you can get taste and value at the same restaurant, this is why you need to try El Jalisco. Best Mexican food in town, the best service, and it starts with this goddess that's on the phone with me right now. And the whole staff there is friendly, attentive. You never have to, where's our waitress? Where's our sir? That's not going to happen to you at El Jalisco. And they've got comfortable booth and table seating for you or any size group. So, and by the way, if you want Mexican food but you want to take it home, nobody packages takeout better than El Jalisco does. So, with all of that said, you're open till what time tonight?
It's closed 10 tonight.
Okay, and El Jalisco is in front of the Burlington Coat Factory on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Krispy Kreme. Lots of parking. That's never an issue either.
Never an issue.
So, if you've never been, go. And those of you who have been, you know how great it is. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you, senor. Happy Easter, too.
Oh, God, I love that voice. Thank you, Monica.
Bye-bye.
I don't know how to make her blush. So, Weisenheimer is back, huh?
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Easter.
Joy.
Here comes Mr. Easter Bunny. Don't you think it's kind of funny? A giant rabbit laying colored eggs. Rotting all the children's teeth with jelly beans, marshmallow peeps. I think he works for the ABA. That's the American Dental Association. You really need to watch the candy on Easter, kids. You'll be losing all your teeth from all the sweets. So you'd better remember to brush your teeth. Better lay off all the chocolate or your smile will be rotted and you'll look like a meth addict on the street. So take it easy on the sweets this Easter, kids. You don't want to be gumming your Easter ham like Grandpa has to. Barney loves you.
When did Barney turn into such a joy kill?
When did Joey become so surly?
Really? When you constantly play Barney. I don't even think that's the real Barney. I think it's some hack.
Guess who I just got a message from?
Who?
Fun Size Jane. She says, Taco Tuesday, just talking about El Jalisco, Taco Tuesday is good and all, but I'm a big fan of El Jalisco's Carnitas dinner.
Ooh, Carnitas. Very good.
I got to ask about those.
Those are really good.
Now I'm determined that I have to try.
Yes, she says, it's like a pork taco. It's the bomb. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Sorry. Fat boy's hungry.
Fat boy. God, remember Fat Boy?
I do remember him.
He was one of our regulars, seems like just yesterday. And we always greet him like, Fat Boy! I wonder if we have any Fat Boy calls sitting in the archives here.
Good Lord, is that your phone?
That's more, it's pork, it's good, says Fun Sister.
It's delicious, man. It's really good.
We have Fat Forecast, Fat Albert, Fat Buzzer, Fat Drunk, Fat Joe, Fat Security, Fat Sherry, Fat Tuesday. Well, Fat Sherry's, that's always
a... That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So play that. Fat Rounded American, Fat Zite. No Fat Boy Calls. Well, you can't have it all. We try, but you can't have it all. So at 5:30, by the way, we will have time for another request or two at 272-9228. In the meantime, let's explore the inner workings of the female mind, and this may be the best one of all.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is a nice bar. It's nice to be here with my friend, Sherry. Gosh, I haven't seen her in so long. She's really gotten fat. I wonder if she knows. Oh, she has to. She has a man gut. I love Sherry. Why does she have to be so fat? She could get lots of men if she dropped 100 pounds. Maybe 150. Jimmy would like her. Hey, stay away from Jimmy, Sherry. I'll cut you. Not really. We're friends. But stay away from him anyway. Jimmy doesn't like fatties. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have thought that about her. I'll compliment her hair. At least that isn't fat. Can hair get fat? It's so nice to be here. I love my friend, Fat Sherry.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
There it is in one package. I love my friend, Fat Sherry. And even though she has zero respect for her boyfriend, just the thought that Fat Sherry might make a play for Jimmy, she's like, I'll cut you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No wonder we're all messed up as men.
All women are not enough, that way.
Well, it's just not enough roses in the world.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with it.
Oh.
Thank you, Eddie.
Got a text from 84.
What does Southernwood have to say?
You used to do that fat boy pole vaulting thing with the sound effects.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll try that when we come back from the break, 84. Thanks for the reminder. Right now we have to see... by the way, it's raining again.
Really?
This is a Good Friday sky because it's dark purple at times. Mm-hmm. It's rained. The sun is peeking out from where the rain isn't. It's very unusual. But I was down there a few minutes ago seeing if 85 was blocked because that's the route I take home. It's moving fine. Let's see what else is going on with Mr. Blocke.
We are rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour and we see an accident on the boulevard. It is at South Boulevard and Rosa Parks Drive, so be careful there. That's going to slow things down on the south side. We already have a jam up around the Troy Highway. We also see lots of traffic around I-85, so be careful this afternoon. The interstates are still running at a speed limit ride. We don't see any troubles for you there. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, you got a smooth ride. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him from Corsino's probably in the daytime, but he's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks and they are dedicated and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32. A Montgomery Fire spokesperson says a house fire on Ponce de Leon Avenue last night was caused by a lightning strike. The fire broke out in the 600 block of Ponce de Leon Avenue. You could see flames shooting through the roof. Fire officials tell us no one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Last night's storms also caused major flooding in Macon County with the road completely washed out on County Road 46. The EMA director says the road remains closed for now. This Good Friday, Christians from several denominations gathered in downtown Montgomery for the 11th annual Way of the Cross. They started the silent processional at St. Peter Catholic Church and wound through the streets of downtown, stopping at several places along the way for gospel readings and meditation, all in honor of Holy Week and the build-up to Easter Sunday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have quite a chill in the forecast. What a big change. There could be a few leftover showers tonight. It's going to be breezy and colder. Overnight low temperature drops to about 45. Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still kind of brisk, with a high temperature up to about 66. But those gusty winds will add kind of a bite to the air. And then chilly again tomorrow night. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45. And then a high temperature, well, nice recovery Easter Sunday with up to about 80 for a high with plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's the last time we'll play that one until next year.
No.
Ahead of Easter. Cooter. You ever heard of him?
Cooter?
I think he's a first-time caller.
For those of you, Cooter apparently keeps some files from the show, and he sent me a Fatboy clip.
Really?
So let's take a moment here
Thank
and see.
Thank you, Cooter.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, because I have not... he passed away about, what, 6-7 years ago?
Yeah.
Let's see if he's
with the scars.
News Talk 107.9 FM. As long as we're talking weight, this is a perfect time to talk to Fatboy!
I assume that was for me.
No, that was a coincidence.
Sure. I really just wanted to call in and see if I could say Gushima Spooka Group.
Hey!
Is that pretty good?
You've done very good with that, yes.
And also, when you and Joey were reading off, or not reading, but giving us this whole list of all that cheerful news a while ago, I'd like to hear some depressing news.
No?
I don't know how we can get much more depressing.
Oh, Lord, be still my heart.
Would you like us to leave the room, Fat Boy?
No.
Joey and I can
coffee.
Go, you know, grab some coffee.
But, I haven't commented on this mess down in Florida because I look up to Jackson and Sharp. There will never be any racial calmness in this country.
I think the best way to put it is the civil rights movement has become the civil rights industry. It's not what it was 50 years ago. It's not about that at all.
And Sharpton belongs in jail.
Yes, he does.
He owes a police officer in New York money. He owes the government money.
He owes an apology to the Duke lacrosse team.
Well, that'll never happen. Because in about the last 40 to 45 years, blacks cannot be wrong about anything, no matter what it is. The white guy is wrong.
Well, they put themselves, they painted themselves into a real corner with this Trayvon situation. That, wow. How long ago was that?
Trayvon Martin? Oh, wow. I don't know. It's hard to keep track. I'm looking it up. 2012.
God, that I can't believe that's 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Wow. Well, Fat Boy was an admitted fat guy, and we did, let's see if I can follow 84's instructions here on how to recreate his Olympian skills. Pole vaulting.
Oh, sweet.
So, I think we started, hang on, with the gallop towards the place where you stick the pole in the ground. This is going to be tough. I used to do this frequently, mm-hmm. so I had the whole sequence, page changing and stuff, but it's been obviously 7 years, so puts the pole in, rises it, comes down.
There it is.
You did well.
Yep.
That wasn't too bad.
No, it was great.
All right, we are at 5:47. Do we have any requests pending?
No.
Well, I got a request.
You're our guest of honor. Go ahead.
I've got some family that came into town I'd like to say hello to. They drove all the way over from Louisiana last night. My niece, Abigail, and her little brother, Jack Henry, they all came to see us for Easter. We're going to do a little fishing up on the lake, a little catching up. Just want to let them know I'm glad they're here.
And they heard Uncle Eddie was going to be on the radio this afternoon. They're so excited.
Now, of all the bits in all the world that you would like them to hear, which one would you pick?
Oh, wow.
So we can play it for
you. I like Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Ah!
I love it when he's going to take the Jamaican interstate.
Yes, yes.
One love. I love that.
All right. Yeah, that's
you
one
have
of
a
my
lot
favorites.
Of time on your hands.
I love it. I guess
he's just got a good recall. That's what he's got. This one is the U-Haul.
Yes.
And this is from the days we were talking about this outside a couple of days back. I was not one to do it because I was not comfortable prank calling people. But Dr. Sigmund Azebo actually had a morning show in Birmingham.
Yeah, in Birmingham, I think, yeah.
And he would prank call people.
He's got it dialed in.
And most of the time, it was somebody who tipped him off to a situation. Or he'd just pick an idea, you know, come up with an idea and do something like this.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sigmund Azebo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get...
I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica, because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like that.
We are leaving, and I can I speak, manager, please?
Sure. U-Haul, sir, but you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yes. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sigmund Azebo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee, man, about I think I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama, and I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go
now. I tried to explain to you, buddy. Did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is in American White Tuesday, and the American, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we send all our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart. One law.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
How can you not love that?
What was the... should we play the prank call? This is the reason why it's no longer allowed. Because this was an actual... It's called Prank Call Got Gone Wrong.
Oh, about the cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
A couple of wacky morning guys.
Yeah.
Said, here's a fun idea. So they call a guy's wife pretending to be his boss.
Yeah.
And it goes horribly wrong.
Lolos, this is Mike. I'm the personnel director here at Trust
Mike.
Work.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Fine.
Lolos, are you sitting down?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some bad news.
What do you mean bad news? Bob's okay, isn't he?
Well, actually, that's why I called to talk to you. It's about Bob, and I know that he's been an employee here for a very long time, but I'm afraid we're going to have to let Bob go.
What do you mean? Wait, that's not very fair. He's been very loyal to you.
Look, I can understand you feeling that way.
Feeling that way? You don't understand. We just had a baby.
No, I understand that.
This is a very hard time to do this kind of a thing.
Yes, it is, but Bob has kind of forced our hand on this.
Why are you firing him?
We caught him doing his secretary on his office desk.
Oh, that son of a...
Look, I know you're upset.
Upset is not the word. That stupid rotten... I can't believe this.
He's on his way home right now, and he's going to need your support.
Support my hand! I'm going to change the locks on the door. I'm throwing his outside on the front lawn. He can just have it all. I'm not even going to be here when he gets back. And now, I don't feel so bad about his brother.
Lois. Casey and Ron.
Yeah, Casey and Ron, no longer working in the radio business. See, what they did there was kind of break up a family.
Yeah, they did.
And
live.
They thought that was funny. And, well, there were lawsuits, and eventually the FCC passed a regulation saying you cannot call somebody and put them on the air without first notifying them. This is a live radio broadcast, and we're putting you on the air.
But if you call us.
Yeah, but that's...
Whole different deal, right?
Whole different deal altogether. 553, somebody I'm thinking about this Easter weekend is our friend Jay Quellen.
Okay.
Our friend Jay Quellen.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's in Florida with her family and her little boy, Steven, who is the cutest of kids, and this is going to be his first... Easter. They went to Lion Country Safari.
Ooh, cool.
They have such a... again, using the Rich Thomas scale.
Adorable.
Yeah. It's a great family. And a very, very wise woman. She is taking the time to consult with Janelle. Because they are in her profession, which is working in divorce. She and her partner, Dana Delk, have learned a lot. And... asked if I would mind if they would consult with Janelle going through what she is, the best way to approach it. Because it happened to me, you know, you get in. I had major career stuff going on. My head was there. I didn't know. I mean, I was a mess. I was in no position, certainly to manage or negotiate a settlement on a divorce. I got served while I was on the air. I had a restraining order, could not talk about it in public. Even though it's a matter of public, it all came down at once. It was a very tough time. It's never a good time. But for the individual going through it, the focus should be on moving forward and keeping yourself whole, not just financially, but emotionally as well, so that life doesn't come to a grinding halt because somebody wants out of a marriage. And that's where they were especially valuable with Janelle, because... sometimes, in a matter of divorce, somebody wants out of the marriage and the other person meant what they said on the day of the wedding. And it can be an incredibly conflicting time. So what you want is somebody who will take the weight of negotiation, move the situation for you in the best possible way on your behalf, and keep you out of the fray so that you can focus on moving on with your life. And they're especially skilled at representing men. Read their the testimonials on our website, divorcedformenalabama.com, and see the difference they've made in the words of men who've been represented by Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Again, the web address is divorcedformenalabama.com. If you need them, call them at 819-4810 and make sure you identify as a News Talk listener because you get a generous discount on the consultation. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
As we get a little bit closer to 6 o'clock, Montgomery Skywatch is looking at all the traffic headed home for the weekend, and we have a busy boulevard. In fact, we have an accident on the boulevard at Rosa Parks. That'll be there for a little while. Watch out there. The rest of the boulevard is just stop and go. If you're on the interstates, everything's rolling along pretty well this afternoon. And the biggest jam-ups we see are on the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, those general areas that are always crowded this time of the day. Let's be careful and get our holiday started right. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
I want to thank everybody who's been part of a very memorable Good Friday broadcast.